Hey everyone, hope you're doing well. Today, just having some thoughts around the concept of digital spirituality or digital spiritual. And I've been thinking, like, some people think that, if you're on social media, then you're just fully yourself, you're into yourself, you're putting up things just so that people are like, look at me. But I don't think so. And not necessarily, it can be, but sometimes people, it's just a magnifier. It's like money, you know. People have more money, they tend to do more of who they really are. If that's like Star Wars, then they'll get more stuff. If it's do things for other people, they'll probably do more of that, you know, or if it's shares or real estate or, surfing, or whatever it is, you know, it's a magnifier. And I find that your digital expression is exactly the same. If people, because people say, think that, I've heard people say that people are like really fake online. And yet I've met people in real life and even though it's literally person-to-person contact, they're just as fake, or they're just as projecting, you know, some kind of persona that you're kind of like, yeah, I don't think that's a real you, or you think they're lying, or think they're trying to be someone who they're not. So that can happen in real life as well, but it doesn't just happen digitally. It does happen digitally, and people do that. But I think it just magnifies either insecurities. Some people I see online, I'm like, wow, I knew they're insecure, but then I can really tell by the way they behave online. Or people that just want to bless other people, you can still do that digitally. You know what I mean? You can be genuine and you can help others. You can enjoy the process. Identity is part of that, and kind of murky, as in, yeah, who you are and who you're projecting yourself to be. But there's still, there can be authenticity, and it's the same with spirituality. You know, like people think that if anything is online or digital, it's not real or it's kind of created. But everything we do, our body is simply a mechanism of how we interact with and express ourselves in this natural world. And I find, and I'm realizing that your digital life is still part of your identity, and you can be either as genuine or as fake. But it also magnifies. If I put something there, I can, instead of talking to one person, it can be to 1,000. Or if you're selling widgets, you know, if you've got your stall on the roadside, you can only sell so many. But if you're selling online, then it can magnify. It can multiply what you do, and not rightly or wrongly, it just does. And so I think when you more engage digitally, it shows a lot more of your spirit, of who you are, who you're working at being, and your best version of you, and who you are right now, this version of you. You know, you'll probably be someone different in growth in other areas in 5 years, but who you are now. And so that, people have always, like, I guess, talked to me about how that your online or your digital world and then your spiritual world are very different. But I actually want to bring them together as a concept and talk about that, and think let's not just demonize things online. It's just you, and it's probably a more enhanced version of you. It's you on steroids with your own motives and ego and plans and thoughts and all that kind of stuff. And that can be a great thing. Hopefully it's an authentic thing. Hopefully it's you, because that's who we want to meet. We don't want to make a fake you. Or a pretending you. We want to meet you with your ideals and aspirations and who you really are. So anyway, just a few thoughts rolling around my head today. Hope you had a great one. Catch you tomorrow. Bye.